Blog Talk Radio.
6 Degrees is another fine show brought to you by Law of Attraction Radio Network.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
We are all connected by just 6 degrees of separation. Somehow, some way, we just need to open up the dialogue to see where our connections lie. Welcome to the 6 Degrees Show with your host, Anthony Bryce.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. This is Anthony Bryce, the host of 6 Degrees. 6 Degrees is about connecting. We are all connected somehow, some way. And tonight we will open dialogue to see exactly where the connection lies with Linda Shea and David. Ooh, David, what is your last name?
I had a feeling you didn't know it. It's Rosenthal.
And David Rosenthal of Dolphin Healing Arts. Dolphin Healing Arts.
Dolphin Healing Hearts.
Dolphin Healing Hearts. It's, you know, it's that A that gets me every time.
That's right. It's both, really, because it's the healing arts and we're healing hearts.
Mm. Dolphin Healing Hearts, a gateway to the new paradigm.
That's right.
You know, there's no better way than to introduce you to the world here on 6 Degrees. Today, we're in the midst of all this negativity flowing out of the mainstream media, and wouldn't it just be nice to just unplug our minds from it? Scientists, you know, they have discovered that if we engage in listening to negative information, it builds up our stress level, affecting our health, our relationships, and our ability to make money. It's impossible to keep a smile on your face in the midst of all this worry. But now we have a solution. This is my plug for the new Law of Attraction Radio Network, folks. It's virtually impossible to keep a smile on your face in the midst of all this worry. And the solution is to listen to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where you can plug your mind into inspirational and motivational radio shows that literally will change your life. Every day of the week, there's a new show, so download to your iPod, no pun intended, or MP3 player and listen while you drive to work, eat lunch, exercise, or even while you shop. So release the stress and start changing your life, all on the Law of Attraction Radio. And this is my premier show on the Law of Attraction in Radio Network. I've been doing this for a little more than 2 years and decided to join the Law of Attraction Radio Network and was invited by Jules, who is the founder. And I appreciate it. And I couldn't think, Linda and David, of a better person, a better cause, a better mission. Everything that you've lived for, everything that you've struggled and been transformed by just personifies not only the Law of Attraction, but the 6 degrees of connectedness that we are all connected. And I appreciate you all coming on to the show tonight. World, Linda Shea and David Rosenthal. David Rosenthal and Linda Shea, this is the World on 6 degrees. How are you all doing tonight?
Oh, we're great. Thanks, Anthony, for having us. It's a joy and a pleasure to be here, particularly on your inaugural show. That's very exciting for us.
Yes, it is. For the live listeners out there, if you want to call in and talk to Linda or David, the call-in number is 646-915-9567. Again, the live listeners, the call-in number is 646-915-9567. You can also tune in to the archives on lawofattractradio.com/6degrees.html. there. We've got all the what do you call that?
Those announcements, those important announcements covered.
All the announcements and
information.
So let's just get into the nitty gritty. Where did the story start? Linda, let's start with you.
Okay.
You are in Sedona, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and Sedona is a very special place in this world. Could you just start from there and then move your way back to your childhood a little bit?
Wow. Okay. Yes, Sedona, Arizona is a very special place. It's a spiritual place, and people from around the world come here on their spiritual journeys. And I actually came to Sedona for the first time in 1994 when I left the corporate world behind me, and I pretty much went on sabbatical in search for a way to live my life that was more congruent with who I am and that was more heart-centered. So Sedona...
You've been a banker.
Yes, I was a banker in my past life. And Sedona opened up just such a magical realm for me, spending hours out on the land every day by myself in the red rocks of the high desert. And so much healing happened for me, so much letting go of, it felt like lifetimes of pain that I was able to just let go of while I was on the land. And after those periods of catharsis, then it was as if the natural world of Sedona revealed its mystical aspect to me. And I started seeing energies around the plants and feeling energies of the rocks and the trees, and they started speaking to me. So I think that's what prepared me for my journey with the dolphins, was that time in nature, in Sedona. Very magical. And prior to that, I lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's where I was born and raised, and had never really had much ocean connection. But I do remember the story of when I was a baby. Apparently, I was late to start walking. And I remember the story being told of when my family took a family vacation to the shore of New Jersey. And my brother tells the story that as soon as we got there in the thick, deep sand, I popped up and just started walking. And I said later when he reminded me of this, when I was in the thick of my dolphin journey, I said, oh, isn't that interesting that it was like I was home. The ocean was my home, and that's what got me motivated to stand up and walk for the first time. So that, I find that to be a curious little piece of information about my life.
You know, there are quite a few listeners and live callers calling in right now. If you
Great.
All don't mind, yes, of course, if you all don't mind, it's going to be about 15 minutes before we get to you. So hold on, hang on. And let's just press forward. David, what brought you to, where are you from, and what brought you to Sedona?
Ah, wow. We couldn't cover it in an hour show. But I grew up in New Jersey, and before that in Colorado. And during the 70s, I lived in New York City. I had been, I actually... started out, grew up thinking I was going to become a nuclear physicist, and I was very much into science. And when I was, I was very successful in school. I got into Princeton and MIT and places like that. Ended up going to Princeton. I was in the honors, sophomore physics class in Princeton as a freshman. And during my first semester at Princeton, I started having psychic experiences, and make for great stories that I don't think we want to take the time for right now, but I started having experiences that were not explainable by the, by the people in front of the room that were teaching me physics, and that set me off on something of a spiritual journey, and I ended up leaving school and studying parapsychology and mysticism. And New York in the late 70s and early 80s was kind of a hotbed of spiritual pursuits. And as I was living there, I tasted most of them and ended up teaching a kind of a transformational seminar in the 80s. And during that time when I wasn't doing that kind of thing, I also programmed computers. And throughout all of that, there was a point in the late 80s where I was traveling with three friends cross-country from Florida back to California, and we made an evening stop in Sedona. We got into Sedona around midnight and woke up the next morning. We had about 3 hours in Sedona before we continued our trip. And that entire time I was on the verge of tears, just looking at the rocks. And I really had no idea why, but it had a very, very profound effect on me. And I remember as we were driving away from Sedona, I actually could feel the very intense energies of Sedona receding. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, that's a really amazing place, but I could never live there. The energies are just too intense. And so, of course, 2 years later, I was living there.
And well, there you have it.
And there you have it. I got to Sedona just about a year before Linda did, in 93. We ended up living a block apart from each other for over a year and never met, although her cat kept sneaking into my house to steal my cat's food. But we never met until the beginning of 1996, and then we met the night in 1996 that she received the message to go swim with the dolphins.
So well, there you have it.
She met me and the dolphins on the same night.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. You know that it was an animal energy that really connected you all before you were physically connected. You were entangled at the animal energy level before
right.
your human selves were.
So, that's true. Yep.
It's interesting. Well, speaking of animal energy, can you all, Linda? Can you please help people to understand the spirit of the dolphin, the spirit of man, the physicality of the dolphin, the physicality of man, and how they're different, and how this entanglement happens, and what happens on the spiritual level and the physical level as a result of the entanglement with the spirit?
Yeah, that's a really good point. When the dolphins first came to me energetically, so I would say my first contact or their first contact with me came through the realm of spirit when I was in Sedona. And what I was guided to do was to swim with them physically in Hawaii, which helped me make real in my mind and my awareness the connection that I had, that I had not been aware of at all prior to that point. And in the beginning of my journey with the dolphins, the physical encounters were very important for that reason, to anchor my awareness that I had a special connection with these beings. I would only be with the dolphins for about a week or a week and a half each time I went, every year and a half or so. So most of my journey happened from home in the high desert of Sedona. And as I began having those experiences from my home, which obviously were happening from the realm of spirit, I began to understand that the spirit and consciousness of the dolphins, just like the spirit and consciousness of humans, is much, much, much larger and vaster than what the physical form can contain and embody. So as I immersed myself in the spirit and consciousness of the dolphins, that energy, that frequency just got larger and larger and larger, and it seemed to go so far out into space. So it really transcended an earthly kind of experience and became a cosmic experience. And now when I just tell people I connect with the dolphins, the way that I perceive that is I connect with the consciousness of the dolphins, which spans universes. It's not limited to the physical form. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, it makes sense to me.
Uh-huh.
It may not make sense to those who are really not in tune with their own spirituality.
Okay.
So,
David,
can you break it down? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Linda began the journey to the dolphins, and I was just in love with this woman who had this thing going on with the dolphins. So I kind of, you know, for the beginning, you know, in the beginning it was really her thing, and I was just observing. But as I was learning about the dolphins through her, there was a point where I had, in the course of my spiritual journey, I'd become aware that there are people out there who've gone far on the spiritual path. There are people who, you know, in some traditions they could be called gurus or masters, or just people who have really essentially reached a higher level of consciousness and anchored a higher level of consciousness than most of us do have in our day-to-day life. And there was a point where I got very clear that the level of consciousness that the masters, the human masters, have reached is essentially very similar to the level of consciousness of your ordinary, average, everyday dolphin. And so we started saying the dolphins are where we are going. A lot of people compare the dolphins to the angels. And for those who have connections with angels, there is a similarity between the dolphins and the angels. But the difference is that the dolphins live here. They're able to live their spirituality in a three-dimensional world. They seem to have mastered the ability of living in joy, of living peacefully. And particularly the Hawaiian spinner dolphins, if you hang out with them, it's like hanging out with the highest masters you've ever met. And people change. People, you know, there's story, you know, books and books and stories about people who go to swim with the dolphins, and it's really a transformative experience. But what happened for Linda after she had spent some time with the dolphins was that energy started coming through her, so that the kinds of experiences that people ordinarily, you know, would have had to have gone to the ocean and found a dolphin to swim with, people who had a dolphin energy healing session with Linda experienced very, very similar kinds of healings, very, very similar kinds of transformations. And we had, you know, people who had swum with dolphins and who had taken a session with Linda and who came to us and said, the energy is exactly the same. What I
now
felt in the water with dolphins is what I feel when I have a healing session with Linda.
And, you know, I can kind of, I really am kind of getting this. It's kind of like if you rub a metal against a magnet, the metal itself becomes magnetized. And you, Linda, were touched by the energy of the dolphin consciousness and became like, same, you know, just like you mentioned
right.
in your book, you know, the fountain of youth, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's
yeah.
a difference between drinking from the fountain of youth and becoming the fountain of youth, where
right.
you can spread that fountain, that youth, that youthful
that
vitality,
yeah.
that nourishment to the entire world. And that's in your upcoming book, out of the chapter, The Awakening. And I appreciate that so much. I would like to, I know later on you're going to give us a sample of that water, aren't you? Are we going to meditate together?
Absolutely, we certainly are. Yep.
Is this going to be possible on the iPod and the MP3
yes.
player
yes.
later on for people to receive that energy?
Yes, it will. It works through intention, Anthony, so no matter what time somebody listens to this, whether it's live or later, the pure intention of my words are going to create that that experience for whoever's listening whenever they're listening. So the dolphin energy, that's what's so beautiful, it transcends time and space. They're not limited in that way. So, yes.
It's making sense to me, and I appreciate you all breaking it down to the Anthony Bryce level.
Your humility is inspiring.
No worries. Do you all mind taking a couple calls so we can?
No,
it'll be fun.
All right, 615. You're on live at 6 Degrees with Anthony Bryce, Linda Shea, and David
Rosenthal. I should just change my name to Shay and make life easy. Go ahead.
That's David and Linda. Go ahead, 615.
Oh, hi. Hey, guys, it's Katie in Nashville.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Hi.
How fun.
Katie is a student of ours.
I called in because I couldn't get the broadcast to come up on my computer. I didn't realize this was to call in and ask a question.
Well, here you are.
Here I am.
Well, Katie, since you're on, now Katie is actually doing our Dolphin Healing Hearts program, and she's about to graduate in just a couple of weeks. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what the dolphins have given to you as a result of, not to put you on the spot or anything.
Oh, I could talk for a long time about that.
You have 1 minute.
I would say the most profound thing is just the feeling of joy, the raising of the level of joy in my life, recognizing it, being able to stand in it, being able to spread it to the people around me. It's just such a gift that it's really hard to explain. It really is. And just a real shift in just vibration of my whole body. I do energy work, and I just feel like my vibration is I'm much higher than I was. Mm-hmm. There's such a feeling of love and joy and energy moving from the dolphin energy that comes through that you just literally vibrate. I mean, when we were in class, we're just buzzing. It's wonderful. And being able to be, as they say in the class, the straw, the vessel that brings that through is just such a beautiful thing for me. And it's really changed my life in a lot of really great ways.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Katie. And if you have a problem with the link, this is a new network, just go to blogtalkradio.com/6degrees, S-I-X degrees, and you may be able to listen in from there. But you're more than welcome to hang on the line and listen as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Katie. We'll see you soon.
Thanks,
see you in a couple
Katie.
Of weeks.
Yes.
Yep.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Katie.
David and Linda, you all just got back from your pods are international. Well, first explain, what is a pod?
A pod is what we call our class that goes through our Dolphin Healing Hearts 15-month program. And we call them pods because that's the official name for a family or a group of dolphins that are in community with one another all the time. So we kind of usurp their terminology.
Let me just say one thing about that, which is imagine that you're a pod of dolphins can be, depending on the species of dolphin, it can be 30 or 40 or 70 dolphins. And these dolphins live together and swim together and do everything together all day, every day for their entire lives. And not all dolphins live in large pods, but certainly the Hawaiian spinners, which are probably the dolphins we're closest to live that way. And imagine you're in the water with, you know, 50 or 70 of your closest friends, and with your profound hearing abilities, never mind the telepathy, just with your physical hearing, you can hear the heartbeat of every individual dolphin in your pod. And if one of your dolphin friends is out of balance in some way, or is having a bad day, or is under stress, every other dolphin knows it instantly. So the dolphins live at a level of connection, and compare that to the human experience of having, you know, a few close friends, some of whom we let know our deepest secrets. The dolphins live at a level of connection that we humans can hardly imagine.
And transparency.
And transparency and honesty and fullness.
Well, isn't it your purpose now, and didn't dolphin provide you with a path to bring our world into their understanding and their joy and their interconnectedness, so we can move on in our humanity to higher levels?
Yes.
Exactly. There, in other words, we can see how they live, and we can, by connecting to their consciousness and by also learning ways of being from them, we can live in a higher, more joyful way.
Well, can you explain that process, how that happens, Linda, so the listening audience can really, really appreciate it from the visceral, from the marrow of their from the bones, so to speak.
Right. What the dolphins took me on an inner journey that took 7 years. And while I was having these internal experiences, I did not know what the outcome was going to be. I simply knew that something was happening, and I was really in the mystery and in the dark for 7 years. At the end of that, one morning in January 2003, I woke up after having several weeks of a flu, and I woke up symptom-free the first morning, feeling brand new. And I said to David, I don't know what has happened, but I am brand new. Everything about me is brand new. My fears were gone. I was being so out there in the world with my authentic self. I was completely uninhibited in very social ways. That was so not the way that I had been behaving before. And it was intoxicating. And after that, the information began coming to us about what the dolphins had done with me. And they share that what they had done was an experiment. And my yearning through that 7 years, once I began really feeling what the dolphin energy was and understanding who they are and the level of love and connection at which they live, I wanted to become that so desperately. And it was that yearning from the deepest part of my soul that pushed me forward on this path. What they did was find a way to merge their dolphin consciousness with my human consciousness. And they created a brand new quality of consciousness that is a blending of human and dolphin. And on that morning, on January 2003, when I woke up, that merge and that integration was complete. And I literally was a brand new being on the planet. And then they told us that it was time to gather groups of people to also receive this gift, because something like this isn't meant for just one person. And I perceived this gift that they're giving us, the gift of their consciousness, as an evolutionary leap for humanity, for those who choose to receive it. As a result of what they did with me over 7 years, they created a blueprint, and the form that the delivery of their consciousness now takes is six dolphin attunements that we deliver as a part of our Dolphin Healing Hearts program. And so every time a student comes to our weekend, they receive a dolphin attunement, and there are six of them, and they have to be taken in sequence. And we learned the hard way that a minimum of 3 months needs to they can only be taken, half in between, because it's such a profound series of changes and metamorphosis that each attunement sets into motion, that 3 months of time is needed to integrate each one before someone can receive the next one. So when you talked about the Fountain of Youth, I'm really glad you brought that up. Swimming with dolphins and receiving dolphin energy healing, or meditating with dolphins, or being with them in dream time can all be completely life transforming. But there's a difference that the dolphin attunements brings, and that is that the attunements attune the physical vibrational frequency of the human form to be able to embody and carry that frequency all the time. So
and
it's an
all the time. Yes, all the time.
All the time.
And that's
not
one of
just,
the points.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the points I really wanted to hammer home, because, you know, the attunement and the methodology or the method of the attunement is the law of attraction.
Yes.
And, you know, I didn't even realize that until after just today when I was preparing for the show.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. And the reason that our life changes so profoundly as we receive these attunements is our personal vibrational frequency raises. And so we're attracting a higher level of life and higher loving experiences and more joyful experiences, more abundant experiences to us, because our frequency has raised.
And that's, you know, it's a matter of course, because our cells and our environment, they're inextricably connected. So when you vibrate from within, so without manifests.
That's right. And, that's right.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right.
Hmm.
You know, there's something I want to say about joy. We talk at one point in our school about the difference between joy and happiness. Joy is not a, it's not, joy becomes a container in which all of life happens. And so you can experience deep grief, and it can be in a container of joy. You can experience sorrow in a container of joy. You can experience happiness and love and all of that in a container of joy. So that joy is not, it's not like, part of what the difference between the dolphins and the humans is that the dolphins live in unity consciousness. We humans tend to always be looking at the opposites, happy or sad, good or bad, black or white. And in any of the highest spiritual teachings, and certainly from the point of view of the dolphins, it's all one. And so that joy that the dolphins experience and that they show us how to live from there becomes the container for all of life.
Mm.
It's not just, you know... You stop resisting.
Mm-hmm.
The first weekend of our school is called the Frequency of Joy. And the dolphin said that joy isn't a place to get to, it's a place to start from. And when you start from joy, everything else becomes easier.
Mm, it really does make a lot of sense, and it parallels quite a few life philosophies, and I don't even want to call them religions. You know, it's just ways of being that the great ones have learned to be in, that condition of compassion and joy, which is actually moves all and is all. If we can go ahead and take another live caller, we have
sure.
other people in the chat
sure.
room as well. 703, you're on live with Anthony Bryce and Linda and David on 6 Degrees. On the Law of Attraction Radio Network. 703.
Oh. I don't know what that was.
All righty then.
Sounds like they're having a good time there in the background.
I can't take this call right now. Please call back in about an hour.
Exactly. Now, you have new realities that form as a result of, you know, you say that you live in joy and you and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, Linda, I'm human. David, you're human. We're all human, and we go through these myriads of emotions and from moment to moment. And what condition or what reality has the dolphin energy brought you that helps you to stay grounded in joy from moment to moment?
You know, I think a good example that I can share with you is when 9/11 happened. And David was traveling. We were living in California at the time, and David was back in New Jersey. And I was awakened that morning by a phone call from him. So I had been sound asleep, and I pick up the phone, and I hear David, "We're at war. We're at war." what he thought.
Yeah, I was right in the middle of it. I was in Jersey, about 30 miles from. Yeah.
And so he had me turn on the TV, and I turned on the TV and was absolutely horrified by what I was seeing on the screen. And we talked for a while and then hung up, and I continued watching, and I was just grieving. And when it reached the place when I knew I couldn't take any more, I turned it off, took the TV off, and I closed my eyes, and I went inside myself, and I said, "Dolphins, take me to where I need to be in this moment." And instantaneously, I was brought into the silence and the stillness. Zero point. And I was able to sustain that. So their lesson to me was, it's almost like the eye of the storm. No matter what's going on, go inside and find that center. And they take it's. Being merged with their consciousness makes it so much easier for me to go inside, no matter what's going on, and find that calmness and stillness. I just found out that my father his cancer has progressed into his bones, and I had the phone call with my mother just a few nights ago, and I hung up, and I was crying and crying. It was devastating news, and I was just talking to David, stream of consciousness, things I was thinking about, memories of my dad, you know, when he was younger and vibrant and healthy. And all the while, I was aware of my heart. And when I finished telling the stories that were coming up, I felt into my heart, and it was open, and it was peaceful. So it's like we're holding both, being in both places at the same time. And it is such an extraordinary gift to be able to go through these facets of our lives from a place of peace. So the dolphins have given that to me. They've given me that gift.
Wow. 970, you're on live with Anthony and Linda and David on 6 Degrees on Law of Attraction Radio Network. 970, go ahead. Well, you know what? I'm not taking any more calls tonight.
Okay.
We're all in that place of silence.
That's it. We only have 20 minutes left. Can you believe how fast time flies when you're having fun?
Wow.
Yeah.
Roberta is one of the your people that you talk about in your upcoming book. Can you go over the island of Bonaire a little bit in the South Caribbean and the significance thereof?
Oh, yes, with Grandfather. Grandfather is a beautiful, beautiful bottlenose dolphin who is actually the leader or an elder of a pod of bottlenose dolphins who physically swim off the coast of Bonaire in the South Caribbean. And I was contacted by email by a woman named Roberta who does dolphin research. And she was participating with a man in Bonaire to create the first wild dolphin sanctuary on the island of Bonaire. And they had asked me to enter into telepathy with the local pod of dolphins to see if those dolphins would be willing to swim with humans. And I had never done telepathy at will before. I had received messages from time to time spontaneously from the dolphins, but I never tried to communicate with them at will.
Especially with a specific.
Yeah. And so I just decided to give it a try, and it was so easy. It was pretty shocking. And the result of that is I entered into communication with an elder male bottlenose dolphin by the name of Grandfather. And he is such an incredible being. And what I learned so much from these dolphins as a result of the questions that Roberta sent me every day to ask the dolphins, and then the answers that they gave me back. And the answers that the dolphins gave me were that particular pod of dolphins, it was not their mission to swim with humans, and they really aren't interested in swimming with humans. It would be a distraction to their mission to swim with humans, which was new information to me because the Hawaiian spinners are very, very amenable to the human swim experience. But what this particular pod of dolphins does is spend vast amounts of their time in deep meditation, holding frequency for the planet. And they gifted me with the opportunity to enter into those deep states of meditation with them from my bedroom in California. And it was so real. I was actually in the water with them, deep down, floating by their side in deep meditation. It was phenomenal. And Grandfather, go ahead.
No, please finish.
Well, I was just going to say Grandfather is with me all the time, so that's an example of a physical dolphin who is alive and well on planet Earth, but whose spirit is able to still visit and be of service and on a whole different level than his physical form.
Well, we have a guest in the chat room, and actually we have quite a few people in the chat room. Timothy Harada, he's there. Shout-outs to Timothy. He's listening in from Japan.
And
guest 6160 wants to know, do the dolphins have a message for us as we enter into these new times in 2009?
I think the message is the same that it's been. It's find your joy. Find your joy and do whatever it takes to stay in your joy. That's because that, for each of us individually, that is the greatest gift that we can give to the planet and to humanity, is for us personally to live from joy.
And genuine true joy is a difficult state of being to enter. Can you possibly lead us through a meditation to help the listeners get to that state?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And let me just amend that a little bit by saying play. Play is one of the biggest messages that the dolphins have for us, is to remember how to play and to do it often. So on that note, let's journey with the dolphins for a little bit. So I invite us all to take full deep breaths into our lungs, full inhales, filling up the chest and the diaphragm, and full exhales, letting go of anything that is in our awareness that does not serve us. Just let go. As we receive the breath into the body, the dolphins like to remind us that the air that we breathe is the same air that they're breathing in the ocean. So this is a part of the Earth's atmosphere that we share. And the dolphins are inviting us to be in touch with our physical bodies right now. And actually touch your body. I have my hands on my thighs, and I'm just gently patting gentle touches on my body to connect me with my human form. And now the dolphins are inviting us to put a hand on our hearts. And to feel our heartbeat. To listen to our heartbeat. And to breathe into our heart space in the center of our chest. Inviting our heart space to open. Inviting our heart space to receive love and joy from the dolphins. Dolphins bring an experience of unconditional love to humanity. They see each and every one of us in this moment, wholly and completely. And they love us. Exactly who we are and as we are in this moment. I invite you to open and to let in this love and to trust that it's real. While there is much that could take us out of our joy that's happening on the planet right now, the dolphins ask us to refocus our thoughts and attention in those moments to things that we can be grateful for. There is always something to be grateful for. And we have the power of choosing in every moment. They're infusing us with the frequency of divine joy in this moment. I invite us all to open at the deepest level to receive this joy to allow this joy to fill our cups to allow this joy to flow through us. Joy is always present, like love. And in any moment and in any circumstance, we can choose joy. There are a multitude of spirit dolphins here on planet Earth to be of service to humanity at this time. and they would love nothing more than to be called upon to support and assist each one of us to entering into the state of joy. Simply ask Dolphins, help. Help me be in my joy. And then relax and let go and allow your frequencies to be adjusted by these beautiful beings we call dolphins. It is a joy for them to be of service. Feel your heart space now. Feel your body. And we thank the dolphins for sharing their love and joy with us tonight.
You mentioned your experience when you were first infused with the dolphin energy, how 1 billion dolphins entered into your being.
Yes, there was literally a teeny tiny spirit dolphin that entered into every cell of my body. And that's kind of mind-boggling to think about, but they're capable of that.
Well, you know, it's each one of our cells is a world and a universe in itself. Each one of our cells is a conscious conscious entity. Each one of our cells has pretty much the capability of receiving from the field and to identify and to adapt to the world around and to transform in an instant.
That's right. That's right.
So when you had 1 billion dolphins receiving and assisting your transformation at the frequency that they were that they exist in, mm-hmm. What were some of your most joyful and profound moments shortly thereafter?
I can tell you no one particular moment comes to mind. What I felt like was that I was going through life on a magic carpet. It literally felt like I was floating through my life and doors were opening and I was saying yes to so many opportunities that in the past I would have said no to. And it felt as if all of life, the whole world, was sprinkled with fairy dust. It just had this magical, sparkling quality to it, that it was as if the consciousness of the dolphins that I now embodied lifted me above the fray of third-dimensional Earth reality, and I was floating above it, interacting with the world from a higher place.
Timothy Harada, go ahead.
No, that's all. It was extraordinary.
Timothy Harada from Japan would like to know, we call them dolphins. What do they call themselves?
I don't know if I could put that into a human word.
You should do an eek.
I'll do an eek. I'll give a dolphin sound, but I'm going to move my microphone a little bit away because I'll just give you my tone. Here we go.
You know, there's actually a whole nother discussion because dolphins communicate with each other holographically. They send pictures to each other. And part of the reason that scientists have had such a hard time saying, yes, there is a dolphin language, is because they're actually often with their sounds, they're sending each other pictures the way we send faxes. So imagine you're from another planet and you're listening to a recorded telephone call from Earth and trying to understand Earth language. But what you don't realize is that the call that you recorded is actually a fax machine. So you're hearing these squeaks and whistles, but really what's happening is that pictures are being sent back and forth.
An entire story
can be
communicated in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there are no coincidences. And just recently, we have it's just coming to the public's attention that our life energy is holographic in nature.
Yes.
And soon, very soon, all of these answers will be all these questions, there will be no more questions. All the answers will be there for everyone who's ready to receive them. Timothy wants to put that recording, that you're squeaking his next recording, his music point.
He has my permission.
There you go. Yes, there's another guest has a question. We only have 3 minutes left. Is this feeling of magic like an awakened Kundalini experience?
You know,
I don't know if I could compare it to Kundalini.
We don't know. Neither one of us have. I mean,
you know, what the dolphins have told us is to avoid attempting to compare these kinds of experiences to the human physical body experience because it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different. It's like there's a dolphin spirit body merged inside of me with my human body, and it creates a completely different energetic pattern than the human form. So it's like operating just in a different framework than what most humans are operating from.
Yeah, very early when we started delivering, you know, when the attunements started coming, and we asked, you know, how can we explain what the attunements are? And basically the answer was, well, you can't. You know, this is a new experience. This is something that hasn't existed on the planet before.
And the human mind can't conceive of it.
Right, right. But it doesn't fit in human conception. But what we can see are the effects.
And that's why there's 6 attunements. Merman Dave, says in the chat room, David and Linda, thank you for the guided meditation, and thank you, dolphins, for that energy joy boost. A love from Steve Rose.
Oh, hi, Steve. You're welcome. Another one of our graduates that went through our program who lives in Phoenix right now.
Yes, we've actually been in the water in Hawaii with Steve. We've had wonderful times.
Well, very briefly, I'm sorry we almost went over time, and we're going to probably go about 3 minutes over time on this show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, let me get in a few little things. Our website is, in an hour show like this, we can really just scrape the surface. We have a pretty extensive website. It's dolphinheartworld.com, and that talks more about our school and about dolphin energy healing sessions, and there's a preview of Linda's book there. We're working on Linda's book now. It should be out really within a few, certainly not, you know, hopefully a few weeks, and certainly not more than a few months. And we have new pods beginning in Florida, in February, in the Netherlands, in March, in California, Northern California, in April. And so, You know, we, one of our things we like to say is, are the dolphins calling you? Was kind of the slogan that they gave us, because the people who seem to find their way to our school very often are very aware that the dolphins are calling them. You know, many, we meet so many people who really have known that they have a real connection to the dolphins. Not all. Some just wake up to it one day and know, but some have known for years that there's been a deep a connection that they felt with dolphins, and they've been looking for a vehicle to move forward with that. And so we just invite everybody to check out our website. And
we'd love to see you in a pod.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you just may see me there. I mean, you're coming. You're going to be right down the block from me. So
we
there's
are.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We are.
Well,
cool.
Thank you all so much for coming on to the show. And hopefully, can we have you back in a few months?
Absolutely. It'd be a pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you, Anthony. It was really a treat for us to be able to share with you tonight and with everybody.
Absolutely.
And thank you. I mean, I couldn't think of a better show to kick off the Law of Attraction Radio Network from someone who's utilizes their purpose, sole purpose in life now is through the Law of Attraction.
Yes, and may the dolphins bring nothing but abundance and joy to your show and everything that goes forward from today on.
Well, thank you. Next week, we have the great honor and privilege of having the president of the Institute of Noetic Sciences, Marilyn Mondela Schlitz, on. For those of you who don't know, the Institute of Noetic Sciences has announced that, of course, the new president is Marilyn Schlitz, and she was most recently the vice president of research and education at IONS. She's been associated with the Institute for more than 15 years. She will honor the Institute's research legacy and frontier spirit while extending that work into the 21st century. The world has changed in fundamental ways since the Institute of Noetic Sciences was founded 35 years ago, is what Marilyn says. Science, technology, globalization, economic uncertainty, and ecological stress have all made their mark on self and society. Each of us is faced with more and more choices and challenges, and many people are reporting a kind of cultural acceleration as new data bombard our senses at levels never before experienced. And that's one of the reasons why you have to tune into the Law of Attraction Radio instead of your boob tube anyway. Looking back, the work of the Institute has been formative, and our pioneering explorations at the meeting of science and spirituality have now begun to penetrate mainstream society. Looking forward, we believe that the Institute of Noetic Sciences' role is more vitally needed now than ever before, because the root cause of our shared social and environmental problems can still be traced to a limited mental model of who we are and how the universe works. By continuing to develop rigorous scientific and educational programs to further understand consciousness and our unrealized human potential, IONS will help advance the paradigmatic shifts that our times are calling for, personally as well as collectively. And that's what the Dolphin Heart World is doing as well.
That's
exactly right. So it's your show is perfect. A lead-in, but I'm almost done. Sorry, y'all. The Institute, while acknowledging the challenging times we're in, also sees this as a time of breakthrough and looks forward to working with all the members of our extended community throughout the world to help birth a new, healthy, safe, and sustainable future. We ask that you join us in celebrating Marilyn's appointment as president of IONS, and also the selection of Kathy Coleman as executive director of the Institute's beautiful 200-acre campus and retreat Conference Center. So we really have a treat next week for you on the eve of President-elect Barack Obama's inauguration. Marilyn Schlitz is also author of Living Deeply and Consciousness and Healing. Again, thank you, Linda. Thank you, David. Thank you so much for that meditation. And I very much so look forward to working with you and experiencing the dolphin joy in the very near future.
Beautiful. Thanks, Anthony. And thanks, everybody.
Here's our outro.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again next week with another great show of 6 Degrees.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Anthony.